I had a friend who went to Greece, and she met this guy who owned a vintage jeans store, and she said he was a savant.
Hey, what's that place called? A vintage jeans store?
I don't know. It was like a store with...
Jeans Remembered?
Okay. All right.
Okay, Norm? Or Ashley Norm? I don't know.
That's me, Ashley McDonald.
It's more of a visual bit because it's just Ashley Judd, but her voice is Norm McDonald's. It's basically if they body switched, if they Freaky Friday body switched.
Mm-hmm. She said this girl...
An antique jeans store. But hold on a second.
Okay, continue. Yeah. All right.
I want to know more about this place. What the...
She said this guy was like a savant where he could look at a woman's ass.
What the hell would you want vintage jeans?
Well, just like, yeah, like old
jeans. Have looked the same for 400 years.
No, they're like broken in.
You got
like
a new pair of something that looked exactly like it did new. When
I don't know. This sounds like something my dad would be saying. Why do they have holes in the pants?
No, I'd be, if I was
why
your
are you
dad,
paying
I'd,
for the holes in
I'd
the
be
pants?
I'd be saying, stop beating off to pictures of me in my vintage jeans.
No, I would never jack off to my dad in jeans.
Stop it. It's Adam.
Adam.
Adam, get it.
Put the shirt away. Put the jeans and shirt.
Adam,
the picture
what happened
of me
to my photo album of pictures of me in my vintage jeans?
Shirtless, oiled
why,
up.
Why is there young cum all over the pages?
He's like, yeah, he's just like, this is young cum. This isn't old cum.
Mm. He's a that's cop. He's like a cop trying
that's
cocaine.
That's what Mr. Friedland would say.
Yeah, he rubs it on his gums.
It's like a cop on the Vice
this
Squad.
This is
yeah.
child's jizz.
This is child's jizz.
Some cop taking a big dollop with his finger, dipping it down and rubbing it on his gums.
I know
gums.
What this is.
I'd know this anywhere.
Yeah, Adam had a
14
show
years old.
Antiques Load Show.
Okay.
Where they take their vintage jeans on the road.
I don't know why Ashley Judd McDonald's been burning me so much, but...
They take their vintage jeans on the road and they suck each other.
Seems like a lot of our new friends on this show just love...
Well, you know, you said it was something your dad would say.
Anyway, you, Norm
you
doesn't
decided,
know my
you're trying to derail okay. the whole vintage jeans exploration.
Yeah.
Okay. Going
let's
on
explore
a,
it. Let's explore it.
Yeah, we listen, Adam. That's a tangent. You would pop in and out with your story. That
okay.
Probably
yeah,
isn't
no,
be
no,
as
no.
Good.
That's the formula.
And
that's
trying to
formula.
Figure out
I
what a
it.
Vintage jeans place would be called.
Yeah. Jeans Remembered.
Jeans Remembered.
Jeans Remembered.
Yeah.
What's some other
23
names?
And Jeans.
23. Well,
that's pretty
okay.
good.
I guess.
It's a lineage.
That's really just.
All the jeans are 23 years old.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Jeans Addiction.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
That would be pretty cool to have a place called Jeans. It's just a bar.
Jeans.
It's a gay bar called Jeans Addiction.
My jeans are pretty cool. Like, I want to suck
in,
another
just
guy.
Covered in denim, wiping off the bar. What's up, stranger? What's up, lonely, beautiful?
And my
what's up,
dick
you beautiful, lonely stranger?
Is getting sucked by a guy.
Yeah.
I've never had
maybe
sex
I'll make
with
a
girl.
Maybe I'll make a shirt for a gay bar called Jeans Addiction.
All right. How about some more? Yeah, let's just explore the world of jean puns now.
Yeah. Well,
okay, jean.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a vintage store. I'm Ashley Judd.
What about Jeans Gaffigan?
How about Judd's Jeans?
Jim Gaffigan?
Judd's Jeans. Judge it's like jeans. A deaf version of Judge Dredd.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, hey.
Why is he done?
What about
you love?
Oh, because Judd's is like the way a deaf guy would say.
Yeah,
Judge
Jeans would sound like a deaf guy saying Judge Dredd.
What is?
That's pretty good.
I can't wait to watch Judge Jeans.
I don't think that sounds. I think it would sound
Judge
like Dwayne.
Judge Jeans. Judge Jeans.
I think that's
what
a
about
stretch.
What about Martin Scorsese's Jean Streets?
Judge Jeans.
And it's like,
okay,
jeans.
It's like, hey man, I'm in pretty deep. I own
jeans. Jeans.
Okay,
judge jeans.
Judge
jeans.
Judge jeans. Judge jeans.
Oh, God. What is this?
How about I'm changing my name to Kareem Abdul in my pants?
Kareem Abdul?
Kareem Abdul my jeans.
Okay. Kareem Abdul my jeans. Just really tall tall jeans.
Well, you're creaming your jeans.
You're creaming.
Oh, Kareem. Kareem Abdul, my jeans. Yes. It's just jeans filled with Muslim guys cum.
Yeah.
That's good. That's another business Adam's dad would like to be involved in as a taste tester.
I love whenever a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar article comes across my desk.
Does it happen often?
No, you see him every once in a while. He has such a funny way of writing.
I don't even know what that show is.
It's Kristen Bell, right?
It was on the WB.
But really, though, think about it for a second. An antique jeans store?
It wasn't antique. It was like jeans from
what would you even get into it?
I don't even know. Mm-hmm. How would you look it up? What would the name of it be?
It would be called Levi's to Beaver.
Levi's to Beaver.
The 50s show.
That's good, style, bro.
God damn. Yeah. After a couple, you pulled Levi's the Beaver out of your cheeks, dude. Yeah. Respect.
Leave Israel. The Jews leave Israel. Just put this Levi in the middle. Okay. Like, what did they're like? It's a jeans store.
Political
jeans. Vintage jeans. Why?
I find this really
offensive. Smoking a hand rolled cigarette up front. It's a vintage jeans store. Got any more questions, smart guy? Are you gonna get in there and buy some jeans?
And it's the best one. Everyone has to go to it. Where'd you get those jeans?
Get the fuck out of Israel.
I'd rather not say.
We gotta get these folks the fuck out of Israel.
Damn, that last effect really got me.
Yeah, that was good.
Get him out of Israel.
Who was even toning
that store? Oh, you're talking about the guy who looks at girls' asses.
Oh, yeah, he looks at girls' asses.
Day and it's like, oh, this is just poison.
Yeah.
It's killing me.
Yeah, we're all gonna die.
You know, I mean, to think that I can't even come up with anything for what a vintage jean store would be called. They got nothing.
Right. No, we can go back. Let's revisit.
No, I mean, look, 4 years ago, you put me in that hot seat. Fucking when I was 22 years old, you put me in that hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
I would have given you 15 names in a second.
We can go back to
Did a good job, man. I think you're
vintage jeans store, old good things remembered. What are the names of antique stores?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know the antique business. What about what's a second chance something?
Yeah,
second chance jeans. Second double denim pussy.
Denim Levi's.
Denim.
Guess. Tommy Hilfiger.
Nah, you can't. That's not a brand synonymous enough with jeans.
What, Tommy Hilfiger?
Yeah.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Guess. Structure.
That doesn't even exist anymore.
It doesn't exist anymore.
Lucky brand?
Lucky brand jeans.
True Religion. I'm going to get back into True Religions.
I tried some on at a fucking Marshalls. They were very comfortable.
When I say back in, I never had a pair before. But,
you just dressed like 2 Chainz?
No, like Chief Keef in 2009.
Yes,
2011,
dude.
Probably at that point.
Yeah, not even. My favorite Chief Keef moment is when he tweeted, that guy, Joey.
A stitch in time, does that make anything?
Okay.
This would be something.
There's stitches in jeans.
There's stitches in jeans.
I can't sign off.
Something about rivets. They have rivets.
Rivets?
What are you talking about?
Those like buttons that they...
Nah, dude, come on.
Those metal parts.
Stop it. Chill out.
Right.
Then...
We need one that's based on denim. I don't think we have one with that. We have Levi. What would you say?
Oh, Deminem. Deminem.
Deminem.
Deminem World.
Deminem World, yeah. That's where Ashley Judd goes, I guess.
Hey, there we go. I love it here.
Denim. Come on. Come on, Mullen.
Denim.
Come on.
You got this, baby.
Old man.
You got this, man.
We, fuck. Sure, this used to be, I tell you, my wheelhouse.
Thinking of an antique jeans store?
An antique jeans store. I think Jeans Remembered is as close.
You had one with Levi's that was good. I don't remember right
leave,
now.
Leave Israel?
No, no, no. The one before that.
Leave Israel.
I don't remember what it was, but it was pretty good, man.
Mm-hmm. And Believe Eyes Women.
Yeah, Believe Eyes Women.
And it's a raped jeans store.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So you buy... What exactly is the business model? Is it jeans to rape
well,
in?
You know how, like, after you go to the doctor, they have to cut your jeans open.
I don't know that they have to do that.
I think they do that at
how
the
how about
doctor.
The gold denim age? The golden age?
Golden age.
Gold denim age?
Golden age.
Okay, so that golden. Implies that it's old.
Old gold denim. Uh-huh. Old mm-hmm. Golden denim.
You're trying oldies. To get golden oldies.
Golden oldies, denim oldies.
Golden oldies, denim.
Get a golden oldies, denim.
Dickie, pussy, fucky, fuckies.
Denim memories. Denim.
I think we did denim.
Denim memories.
Dems were the days.
Denims were the days.
Yeah, I think we got it. I think that's pretty good.
All jeans passed. Things is close to jeans.
All jeans passed.
Dungarees. Dungaree members. Uh-huh. Dungaree membering. Dungaree.
I think we're going to end with jeans remembered after all.
Dunga remembered.
What about...
Can you... did you drive here?
Yeah, you want to ride to the jeans?
Dunga retarded for jeans.
There we go.
What about Kings and Jeans?
Oh! I like Kings and Jeans.
I don't get it.
Kings and Queens?
Kings of...
Oh.
Or Kings of Jeans. Which is like the king of queens.
So it would be a
for fat
based
guys.
On... Oh, I like that. Kings of jeans.
And you just have Leah
the king of jeans
pictures everywhere. The king of... Kings of jeans.
Kings and jeans is good. Yeah. Like kings and queens.
Damn, what the hell would you call a vintage jeans store? It's an impossible question to answer. But this place had a name.
But it was in Greek.
It was probably in Greek.
And it didn't translate probably because our language is so beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
Compared to this disgusting
it weighs
tongue.
Hundreds of pounds extra.
Yeah,
it doesn't weigh. Languages don't weigh anything.
It's a fat language.
It's written in frat letters.
No, they stole that
they
from us.
They stole it from frats.
Uh-huh.
No. No, they didn't. No, we didn't.
In Greece, our favorite person is Brock Turner.
They don't even know who he is.
Hey, we love him
much.
So much.
No.
We can't wait to let him kiss every girl.
No. Brock Turner is not a national hero of Greeks.
Yeah. Jeez.
All right, folks. That's going to do it for us this episode.